yeah. It's going to be another warm one.
Going to be.
It's going to be another one.
It already is.
Well, what do we got for current temps?
We're 82 Gainesville, Ocala Villages, the Villages, 84 already.
It's
just after 9.
It's 9:07 to be exact. And I know that because the time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. 9 o'clock stretch in progress now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we never want you to miss a minute of the show. So just do a quick search, The Bob Rose Show, on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Hunter Biden cover-up continues to this day, according to Miranda Devine. And I've followed her for a while. She writes for the New York Post. And she, I always felt like she had a pretty good, pulse on what's going on politically. And she said in the same week that Hunter Biden burst back onto the public stage to play the victim and lash out at Democrats, we also heard from his one-time protector-turned-reluctant nemesis, Special Counsel David Wise, with similarly self-serving and disingenuous testimony to Congress. Weiss, the former U.S. attorney in the Biden's home state of Delaware, who presided over the troubled 5-year investigation into the former first son, told the House Judiciary Committee that there just wasn't enough evidence to justify charging Hunter under the FARA Act, Foreign Agents Registration Act. His investigators couldn't put together a sufficient case, he said, in June testimony that was just released last week. That's pretty rich, considering that those very IRS investigators complained bitterly about the obstruction and slow walk that they faced on Weiss's watch every time they pursued an investigation trail that led to Joe Biden and the lucrative foreign lobbying Hunter did in his father's name. So why IRS Supervisory Special Agent Gary Shapley and Special Agent Joseph Ziegler blew up their successful careers and became whistleblowers? That is why. That is exactly why. Hunter's business model during his father's vice presidency and beyond revolved around foreign lobbying, including for the corrupt Ukrainian energy company Burisma, and that was paying him $1 million a year. Chinese government-linked firms BHR and CEFC, and an oligarch client in Romania. In fact, the very first email that this newspaper, meaning the New York Post, published from Hunter's infamous laptop was from a Burisma executive thanking him for arranging a meeting with his father the previous night.
What?
Oh, and the saga continues.
But they never talked about this.
They never do, and never they continue to cover up for Joe, of course, and for Hunter. Now, Joe will never face any sort of justice whatsoever. I mean, we knew that a long time ago when they said, what was it? He's a elderly man with a poor memory. So, yeah, he wouldn't be prosecutable, I guess, in their mind. But anyway, once again, Hunter sticks his head out and, he's going to take it. He's going to take it from all directions. Although he was giving it pretty good too, wasn't he? He called out James Carville, called out David Axelrod, and I would play you some of the excerpts of those conversations, except that he really, every other word was a cuss word. He loves that, the F word. Not the same F words we love, like free and food.
Yeah.
No, his one's
firearms.
A little more aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, they have to throw that one in.
All right. So anyway, we'll still keep an eye on Hunter. It'll be interesting. It was on a podcast recently that Joe Rogan had mentioned that Hunter, he could become president. And you could see, I mean, I saw that Joe was saying it was sort of a twinkle in his eye. He was making a point. I got it. Does he really believe that he could? Yes and no. I mean, think about it. Even Joe said he's the smartest guy he knows. And remember how Joe got in there.
Yeah.
Joe got on stage with the most ridiculous group of lefty Marxist goofballs ever assembled on a stage together. Yeah. And well, certainly in a national spotlight. And so, like I said, when the process was going on during that primary, I said, Joe's going to win it because he appears to be the most normal.
And you called it immediately as to why he had it in the bag. You did.
And two things kind of interesting is, appeared normal because, as it turns out, he turned pretty far lefty right off the bat. Yeah. But then now, knowing what we know, was it really even Joe going so far left?
Somebody did.
Or was there other
influence? Went left.
So if he used the same kind of idea, if Hunter were to get on the stage with a bunch of these nutbags and retreads and, you know, you got old knucklehead. What's his name? Tim.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
I mean, I can't imagine anybody on stage that wouldn't be able to just, you know, whip that guy.
Big time.
And so what are you going to get, old Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It was just a mess.
Elizabeth Warren, she going to take a shot at it?
Hard to get her off the range, I think, probably so.
The reservation, I think, is what you
meant. That's what I meant to say. I just see her out there. I was envisioning her riding.
Well, she's
home
on the range.
That was the visual I had. But yeah, reservation would be more proper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I have reservations about her, but that's another story.
So it would be, it is interesting to ponder. I mean, I wouldn't take it with a whole bunch of seriousness, the idea of Hunter actually running and getting votes, but then again,
well, would you see this a little bit like it's something that could get some headlines, it could get some chatter within the Democrat Party, potentially kind of like that wackadoodle attorney that you know, he was going to be the next he was going to go after Trump and he was going to run against him, and next thing you know, he's like paying fines and he's in jail for ripping off his clients and the whole bit, you know. So
yeah, he was the, what do you call him, the sleazy porn lawyer or something that?
He was so bad. And they actually acted like he could run and win against Trump for a moment, and then they got over it.
Well, you know, some names are being thrown around more and more, and will be. You get the midterms, and then things will get really geared up and stuff. And to the Republicans, same thing. I mean, you know, you see Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, Governor DeSantis. I see all of them as being very, very viable.
Sure.
So that will be interesting. But on the Democrat side, I think that, you know, going the politician route might not work for them.
Right.
And that's why I think somebody like, and I'm being serious.
Okay.
George Clooney might very well be the kind of candidate that can draw support from Democrats.
Well, because just as we know, some folks will go for personality, good looks. You know, platform doesn't really mean anything as long as you're a Democrat. And in that case, if you look good, you get a lot of people that would vote for him just because of that. Just like Kamala, I'm sure, got votes from people who liked her color.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, so that happens. People don't always vote on policy per se.
I never really was sure what persuasion did she do that ever?
She uses whichever one is going to get her ahead at that point, you know. So
when she hangs out with Kash Patel and tries to chum up with him, she's from India.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Just checking. I kind of figured
that's how she's. That's how she's done.
That's
it
how
so
it goes.
Far. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we were talking about the Obama thing, and you know, did he have this major influence on changing data coming from, you know, Intel? It just sounds like he gave them marching orders. You better connect the dots with Russia and Trump. In other words, if there's nothing to connect, you better make a connection. And Tulsi Gabbard appears to have exactly that kind of information. I mean, it's there in the files, it would appear. It seems pretty obvious to me, but of course, you know, I'll admit that I'm biased. But Lindsey Graham said, might need a special counsel investigation needed with this whole thing. He said, I think somebody needs to look at what we found. The Intel committee looked at the matter, and they said in 2017, the intelligence analysis of 2017 showing that Russia was trying to interfere in our election was real. They didn't achieve their goal. But what was found, what she found, Ms. Gabbard, is that in 2016, the intelligence community told President Obama that there's no evidence that Russia was involved in trying to change the outcome of the election. And he supposedly told her group of people, told his group of people to keep looking. And then the analysis changed. Yep. Now, will the left of center media really pay attention? I mean, good for Kristen Welker to ask that question on NBC. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. About 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got more highlights. We've got more headlines. And maybe an opinion or two we'll throw in there. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's Monday, and we're here to make it awesome. Us and a little help from the from that Don guy.
The Don guy?
Yeah, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, yeah. He's doing his part.
He keeps winning.
He does, doesn't
and
he?
Winning, yeah. And winning. If he was a baseball player, he'd hit for the cycle.
Oh, my goodness.
And it'd be home run after home run
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. I mean, he had the big deal.
RBIs?
Oh, everywhere.
Slide in head first everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Had the big deal with Japan last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now he took on the EU.
Yeah.
It is 9:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump winning, we're winning. He announced a sweeping trade agreement with the European Union. We knew that would be a tough nut to crack. It sounds like he got it done. Setting a baseline 15% tariff on European imports, including automobiles, while keeping existing 50% duties on steel and aluminum in place. Now, as part of the deal, the EU is committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy products, and they're also going to spend $600 billion. They're going to invest $600 billion into America on top of existing investments that are already, you know, pretty much ongoing. And the U.S. goods, the tariffs, the EU countries will be setting tariffs on U.S. goods at 0%. And Europe agreed to purchase a vast amount of military equipment. So they don't know what the overall number is going to be. But as far as military equipment, it could be in the hundreds of billions.
Huge.
Of dollars. You got to love it. Moreover, the EU will pay a 15% tariff rate to import products into the U.S., ranging from automobiles to other goods. So we have a tariff of 15%, and we have the opening up of all of the European countries, which I think were essentially closed. That's Trump speaking, of course. He says, I mean, you weren't exactly taking our orders. You weren't exactly taking our ag. And then you would have smaller things. But for the most part, it was closed. And now it is open.
Nice.
So, yeah, this is another win. But this news cycle will come and go, and especially the left-of-center media will either pay no attention to it, or they will go through this thing in a very micro way and try to find if there's one issue that you're like, he could have done better on that, or that's maybe not what we thought it was. Whatever it is, okay, that's all they're going to do. They're going to find that one little thing. And then they'll find the anecdotal story that goes with it.
Right.
You know,
yes.
It'll be like, this is the one company that actually, you know, tries to get this from, or trying to sell their product in Europe or whatever, you know, and they'll find the negative in there and they'll make this anecdotal story and you'll feel so bad and you'll go, oh, no, you're right. Tariffs are bad. Meanwhile, the market is just crushing it. Absolutely crushing it. And again, you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It'll be interesting about the Fed. Are they going to adjust the rate when it's going to happen? I mean, I don't know. And I think that Trump may have PO'd Jerome Powell just enough to where I don't think he was going to help the president anyway. Remember, Jerome Powell's the one. The Fed, they lowered the interest rate right at election time.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the numbers there, they weren't nearly as good as they are now. But yet they were able to go, no, it's all going to be fine. But now they have question marks when actually a lot of the questions have been answered. Things are going in a supremely positive way. But, yeah, I don't think that there are still some people that they just don't want to see Trump succeed. Were you one of those people that got suckered into that whole 10,000 step thing? Did you get reeled in? Did you buy that little Fitbit thing? You look at it all the time. Look at me. I got 25 million steps in today. Yeah, and it'll extend your life. How many seconds? No, I shouldn't poo-poo it. It's good if it caused you to exercise and try to get your steps in. But new evidence is showing 10,000 steps, forget about it. Yeah, the data was collected in New York.
Don't say where they've
That's
raised
why I said
it.
Forget
oh.
about
oh,
it.
Oh, I see what you did there. They haven't raised it, have they?
No.
Oh, good.
If they raise it, you think I'd do a story on it?
Good point.
I'm just like the lefty media. I would bury it if it called for more exercise.
Good point.
No, they're saying you could get the same benefits overall, same essential health markers, et cetera, with 7,000 steps.
That's a huge percentage drop there.
Well, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. And you think about if that's tied to productivity. In other words, if you use that what you were doing, 3,000 steps, you know, just walking around, you know, hanging out the staircase at work. Yeah. How much more productive you could be maybe with that time. But we're Americans, and no, we're not going to be more productive. We're just going to lay on the couch more. Researchers from the University of Sydney. Oh, they get everything upside down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's only Monday.
From the land down under.
Yes.
Yes. They say 10,000 steps and a Vegemite sandwich, that's all you need. It's kind of our old apple a day keeps a doctor away mentality.
Would much rather have an apple than Vegemite.
Have you had it?
I have looked at it, smelled it, didn't want it.
Really?
Yeah. I actually found it in the store once at a grocery store in St. Louis. I'm like, wow, they actually have Vegemite? They did.
Huh. Yeah. But you have no idea.
I didn't know. I just didn't
Somebody
go.
Will call and say, it's really good, or they'll go, yeah. Yeah, acquired taste.
Uh-huh.
Research at the University of Sydney conducted a review of 57 studies spanning more than 10 countries and tracked participants in health outcomes. I mean, it sounds like a pretty deep dive that they did. And they looked at how different daily step counts impacted the risk of dying from heart disease and cancer, as well as the risk of developing cancer, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and depression. And they found that walking at least 7,000 steps a day was linked to improvement in 8 major health outcomes, including heart disease, dementia, and depressive symptoms. So if you have any of those issues, take a walk, Jack. You know? Just keep moving. But 7,000 steps, just as good as 10. Of course, you know, the diet has to reflect that, too. If you've been eating, like, man, I got a great appetite with the 10,000 steps. Like, okay.
Yeah, but you were just walking to the fast food place for lunch, so that, you know.
Standing in line, does that count? Okay.
So.
Sitting in your car waiting, so most people do. What do we got? 9:29. That's it on the Bob Rose Show. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More upbeat thoughts coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, my friends. It's going to be another hot one. We'll get through it together. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:37, and the Fed meets over the next couple of days. Will they lower the rate? All the economic indicators look pretty good. Are they perfect? No. But now with the EU settling and the tariff deal with the president, I would think that the Fed will give themselves a green light to lower the rate. I'm probably fairly alone in that prediction.
I was going to say, what are your odds on this one?
Yeah.
What's your upper, under, over, under?
I think it's going to happen. I think it might even be as much as half a point.
Really?
I just have a feeling, and I wish I could base it on something other than...
You and Trump been talking over the weekend or anything? Or,
no.
No? Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No. We might have communicated telepathically, but I don't have to own up to that, do I?
No.
All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines in Rosebud. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I wanted to comment on Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell and President Trump bugging them. You know, Did you just see? Did you see him over last week when he was walking through the where they're doing a, like a $2.7 billion renovation?
Yeah,
it's crazy. $2.7 billion on a $400 million building. I mean, it's crazy. He said there's so many cost overruns, but the reason he keeps pushing it, Bob, because every other central bank in the G20 is like in the twos for their prime rates. We're here in the fours. And if they would just drop it, he keeps saying it. President Trump keeps saying, if you would just drop it 1 percentage point to help, it would drop our interest on our national debt for 1 year of $360 billion. It would bring it from $990 billion down to $630 billion for 1 point. He said really needs two to get it down where we can get paid some of the principal of our debt down instead of putting $1 trillion every year now into paying the debt. And you got to follow the money. The Federal Reserve refuses to open her books. They refused it for John F. Kennedy. You see what happened to him. They've been refusing it. Even Rand Paul wants the books open and see where all this money is actually going. This $900 billion of interest, where it's going. Because from what I understand, $15 trillion, the rest of the G20 nations and all the nations in the world, they're holding $15 trillion. Who's holding the other $22 trillion? The big conglomerate bankers that started the Ponzi scheme back in 1911, and they're making the billions and billions on top of billions of money. And one thing I just want to say, you people want to see what's really going on. Tucker Carlson did an interview with Catherine Austin Fitz a few weeks back, and she explained, because she's been digging into it since 1998, the money that has been sifted and sieved out of our country for these big globalists and these big bankers that have been taking it and using it to bring down our nation. Catherine Austin Fitz. You people have a nice day. I'm sitting here in Trenton under a tree so I get some good reception. And I got to get on to some other things before it gets 100 degrees. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith. Pray for President Trump and pray for our country. And God bless America.
And God bless you, Rosebud.
Oh, yeah.
He's out there in God's country.
Absolutely.
Taking it all in. Yeah, you better get things done. Man, it's already heating up. And I got to tell you, it was taking it out of me yesterday and Saturday.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Digging in the shovel, you know, with that. And finally, you know, I talked to Betsy, and she said, put up the tent, you know, with a little square, you know, 10 by 10 tents we take to the beach. And I got to tell you, because I was working in one area, that definitely helped.
It does. I've got friends that own HVAC businesses, and they learned whether rain or sun. Those little pop-ups are great when you're working on the outside unit. Put that sucker up, and it helps. Yeah, Gainesville already 86, Ocala 85, the Village 86, and the show's not over yet, and it's that hot. So
it's crazy.
It is crazy out there.
Speaking of crazy.
Yes.
How about this Alachua County School Board member, what she said and how it went viral? I mean, it's a national story. It's everywhere now.
It is.
New York Post covering Fox News. And we're talking about Sarah Rockwell and, you know, saying disparaging things basically about Hulk Hogan. And what the purpose of it even was, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But she said...
well, yeah, she was responding maybe to somebody's post. And I think her quote was, oh, the Hulk's dead. I didn't notice. Good. One less MAGA. I mean, it's kind of like, really? And you're on a school board? You're an educator? Dr. Rockwell? Seriously? Good judgment, anyone? No.
So the fallout has been huge. Look, I thought, well, yeah, this will be a local issue, and some people will be you know, a little upset by it. And,
yeah, but Hulk is an American icon. He's not just, you know, a guy from Florida. So...
If there's a silver lining in this, I guess it's... Maybe when I try to prove to people that in today's world, having an opinion or even having a bias is one thing that we've all had, and that's been true through the decades. But it's worse than that now. I saw it develop, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago when I really started to put my finger on it, and that was, it's not just about a little bit of bias. It's not just about having an opinion now. It's about an agenda and what you can do to further that political agenda. And you see it come out in people's jobs. If you're working for the FBI, Do you think you should be actively trying to take down a candidate for president like Agent Strzok and his lawyer for the FBI girlfriend, but Lisa Page? No, clearly that's over the top, right? Well, if you just saw these little isolated incidents, it'd be one thing, but you see it everywhere. Like, you'd think if you're going to be a school board member that you're not just your primary concern, but really your overall focus would be on trying to make education better, to try to bring up flagging test scores. You would think that you'd be focused on that. Now, listen, this in the case of Dr. Rockwell, this was her, you know, her own social media thing. And she's free to have an opinion, certainly. But you have to kind of weigh that opinion to what and who you represent. You represent the school board of Alachua County. And you're showing, okay, you have a clear bias. And it goes even beyond that. So you want this people looking out for all the kids, and then but you have to ask the question after she made the MAGA comment. You know, if she said, oh, Hulk Hogan, I never really cared for him. He creeped me out as a kid, which she said something along those lines.
That'd be fine.
That would be an opinion. But when you say, you know, oh, MAGA, you know, how did she phrase it? Another dead MAGA?
Well, yeah. Well,
one less MAGA in the world. Yep. But yeah, basically saying
after
the same
saying way. Good in reference to him being
dying,
dead.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Real classy there. Real classy.
Yeah, she said.
Third, but class. Yeah.
I shouldn't kind of laugh because death isn't funny, but, you know, they always throw in the but, which means you're saying that death is funny in the case of somebody that's MAGA, right? But ever since I was a tiny girl, that man would creep me out and scare me. But that's not what's really bothering you. You know what's bothering you, and it's the fact that he was MAGA.
Yep.
The fact that he was speaking out on behalf of President Trump right before the election. And you can't stand that. And so, you know, you have an agenda, and it's too deeply instilled in these people. Look, some people have family members that are like that, that it's like they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves, and every way that they can, using an agenda, they could be just having a fun time with relatives, and they can't help but inject a little slur or a slam against Trump or MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do and where they go. And it's kind of like, you know what's sad about this Dr. Sarah Rockwell and what she said? You know what that statement is, really, if you want to get cut to the quick? You want to know what it is, Greg?
What's that?
It's nothing less than hate speech. Oh, pure and simple.
I thought we weren't supposed to do that in America.
It is pure and simple that she just, intentionally or not, taught the kids how to hate.
Uh-huh. It's good when someone dies if they don't agree with you.
Yep.
That's it.
It's simplified and boiled down to basically what it comes down to.
I still think she should just resign.
I think that would be,
that'd be the
a classy, intelligent, professional thing to do. But I think if she were any of those things, she never would have made that comment to begin
good
with.
Good point.
Yeah.
But maybe some rationalization or realization, or someone will get to her and say, look, this is going to drag out. You are now a national story, and it's not a good one.
No, so. and Alachua County is all going to be kind of reflected in that. And
well, you've already got a school district that's always in financial turmoil, you know, always in the headlines. You've got a bad situation as it is. Why draw attention to it?
And even beyond that, the fact that somebody, she either has a lack of judgment or professionalism, but yet she has a doctorate.
Yeah.
So she puts a comment out there, which begs the question, and I said this earlier, this begs the question. So I wonder what she's really thinking. If she'll go public with a statement like that, what she really thinks. I wish all MAGAs were dead, right? Yeah. I wish they were all dead.
I mean,
she didn't say that, but I'm saying that
if one dead one is good,
and it's okay to publicly state that.
Yeah,
then you wonder how does she really feel? You know the old joke, like how do you really feel about that? Hmm. Yeah. Now she did apologize. She apologized. She called her own comments, you know, cruel and flippant.
Don't they always?
Yeah.
Once they get busted and it makes press.
You want to try to save your skin, save your job, whatever.
She should just step down and make it go away. Governor can appoint somebody until the next election, and we move forward.
Yep.
And then they can actually pay attention to education and getting their budget figured out.
Jennifer Cabrera does a great job with the AlachuaChronicle.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was actually her husband that wrote a great opinion piece, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can. Rockwell can think or say whatever she wants about Hulk Hogan's career or his politics, but celebrating his death exposes a depravity in her character that is unbecoming of an elected official. She's supposed to serve her entire district, not just the ones who agree with her.
Ooh,
so I thought was well said as well. So, and look, the news cycle changes and turns, and it will locally, just like it will, and these national stories will get overshadowed by something else. But think about who you're electing to these offices.
Yep.
And I know there's a lot more registered Democrats than there are Republicans in the city of Gainesville, but all you got to do is get the Republicans to actually show up, and you can win with the numbers. But you got to show up.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now for things that make you smile, 877-975-9825. Oh, nothing like a great smile. You know, like the kind you could get from Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Hence, sponsoring things that make you smile, which is going on right now.
And something is making you smile.
I was going to give the phone numbers. Oh, 877-975-9825. What's making me smile? I got it fixed.
Woo!
And what did I get fixed?
What you broke.
The thing I ran over with a lawnmower. Like the whole well pump and all that.
Yep.
Like I basically crushed all the PVC and the assembly.
Uh-huh.
And my superhero friend Ted came out and helped me to glue the pieces together.
Oh, good.
Not a simple task, because I busted some of those things off down in under the Earth's crust, it seemed like.
That's serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now I'm smiling, and that's a good thing. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. An armed citizen helped subdue the attacker who stabbed 11 people in a Traverse City, Michigan Walmart. This happened Saturday around 5. 11 stabbing victims were transported to the medical center. This occurred in the checkout area of Walmart, and CNN pointed out that Matt Kolakowski was in the store and began chasing the attacker on foot when another man, who just also happened to be a Marine, pulled a gun and used it to help subdue the attacker. And that was a good thing. The Marine said, I was just at the range and forgot to take off my gun.
That's awesome.
And he was there to stop a bad guy with a knife. And that, my friends, is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. Stay hydrated. See ya.